get a larger dice bag than the one that's come. Has it arrived yet, that dice bag?
Well, I have a parcel.
So
as I was out.
We did one of those, actually. We had a parcel. Apparently now, when they take it back to the depot, they don't, because they don't do the morning post anymore, doesn't go back to the depot straight away. It goes to a post office somewhere, which then maybe returns it to the depot at some point within a week.
Within a week?
Yes. It took Lindsay a week to get a parcel from the post office. It's absolutely disgusting. Paid £5 to post it, and the guy didn't even ring the doorbell when he delivered it.
I've had that happen before.
Well, Lindsay's actually sat in the front room and watched some guy sit in his van, because it was raining,
yeah,
fill out the card, then run to the door, and she's opened it just as he got there. And he's had to go back and get the parcel at the back of the van. But
he's taken his back, wouldn't
he? No, it's just really cheap.
Yeah, they've got those.
Yeah, that's true.
They just wander around because they're all temporary stuff.
Yeah, so do they have badges or are they just monkeys?
It's great. We got a cop summoned to you, Ido.
Why?
One for us.
Did it surprise you?
Well, no, it was just...
No,
it
was just going to
be watch your mail, so just open it and think, county cop summoned?
What? That's not ours. Oh, we've done
that. It's not for us.
We've done that for somebody's passport. We got back from holiday with an enormous pile of mail behind the door because we'd been away for like 3 weeks in the States. And we just sat down in the middle of the floor with this big pile of mail and we started opening it. And we pulled out a passport and went, that's not either of us.
So we sent it back.
Oh, we've just been abroad.
So we sent it back to the passport office going, you might want to check the address on this. Right, here's your map. Your map of Dungeon minus Seaflex.
But there's our map.
All right, you've got that map also. The shiny map. Do you want to write on that as we go?
We can just write on that though. That's
it's deadly impressive.
Whiteboard map.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
It's very nice.
It's
great,
isn't it?
Almost finished. Almost.
But yes, now we have shiny dungeon stamps.
Where
Green Dragon Studio!
What are they?
What these are?
Where did you get these?
I got these from Green Dragon Studio.
Oh, okay.
So,
what are they?
Well, they are stamps. They're rubber stamps.
Mm-hmm.
But they have things on them like doors and stairways and stuff. And they work on battle mats. And you put it on the ink pad and go, wham, there we go.
Wow.
And you can actually put on little doorways. When you do maps, you go,
that's,
okay.
That's quite a clever idea.
It goes, yes, because it goes on battle mats. You go, oh, there's a door, and so on. They've got lots of different things.
I like them.
and they also work on the should work on the boards as well. Mm. So we've got things like blah blah blah, aristocrats, chairs, crates and barrels, double doors, single doors, stairs, tables, torches,
double
trees,
door.
Windows.
Double door. There's a stamp specifically for Abbas
Dumbledore. Oh, Mr. Potter. So we've got loads of different ones. And we can use them on the masks and stuff if we need them. Hooray! Yeah. Look, we can have doors galore! There's another door next to it, and another door, and another door.
It looks quite like the harp symbol, doesn't it?
Yeah, for Guinness. Mm. I was just thinking that. And I didn't even drink it.
Stairs!
I'm just going to go fill up my water for
water. I'm trying to drink Guinness and chew on it.
That curly word is lovely.
Curly word is nice.
They're tiny now.
Mmm. I think that's because maybe you've got bigger over the years and curly wellies
are smaller. No, the curly wellies have got smaller.
Like Mars bars, true.
It's the Mars bars, but cunningly they haven't shortened them.
Mm.
They've made them skinnier.
Anyway, here, have some dungeon stamps to play with.
Cool.
Good to see you at Green Dragon Studio.
That's very kind of them.
Yeah,
wow, they are quite cool actually.
Yeah, they are. You said in a surprise tone.
Stairs.
Yeah, up or down, depending on your point of view.
Ah, it's entirely on one huge flat level.
Plank.
Yeah.
You buy this three, Bibble?
Yeah.
Ah, I found your receipt.
Yeah.
Possible bush thing.
Tree, I think.
Oh yeah, downward looking view.
Mm.
They're all kind of top-down views.
Apart from the door.
From the door.
Device symmetric.
Yeah, that's true.
Which is a bit weird.
I thought,
look, it's a little sconce.
It'd be very boring if there's a top down view of a door, because it'd just be a little square, wouldn't it?
Well, it used to be door handle.
Hello, Helen.
Yes, we are Snack Girl.
Hello, Snack Girl. Hello.
Well, actually, I was going to give a housekeeping one, which I'd rather you cut.
What?
Because I'm going to say, I'm only going to have a bath.
Right.
At 8 o'clock.
Right.
So use the toilet, it's in a separate room, you have to go downstairs, wash your hands.
That's right, I think we'll manage.
Or we'll lick them clean. got cats.
Well, they've got cats for that, surely.
True.
Get the stinky bits off.
Okay.
After you go to the toilet, you end up with sticky bits on your hand. You should go to the doctor.
Please don't. This is not one
of those things. When I turn around,
a specialist clinic.
When I turn around and poke it, I have a special sticker over.
If we use the washroom, we should wash our hands in the kitchen.
Yes.
Fine. Or wipe our hands down the stair wall.
Or we have a couple of kittens, they got fur and they lick. You know, they're very
handy. See, this is what curtains are good for.
Do you have curtains in your smallest room?
We have kittens. Kittens and curtains.
Oh, yeah. Curtains. Boy, you want them.
You can't wash your hands, that was just dry
them. Put a system full of water.
It's foolish.
Yeah. You stick your hand in the system.
Weed all over your hands so that they're wet in the first place.
Well, I stick my hand
in the Paul Simpson used to say that he used to deliberately aim at those things in the toilet.
You do. It's what men do.
But you hunt on the one that's around our...
No, not at ours, because they're not the right thing. So they're going to be the little white circular blocks.
You mean urinal cakes?
Don't yeah,
you?
Urinal
cakes. Look surprisingly like Kendall mint cakes.
You're right. You're absolutely right.
We had a spare machine. They changed very often. Who would put those urinal cakes, the yellow ones, as air fresheners in the ladies' toilets?
Oh, wow.
Well,
nice.
That's good, isn't it?
Except it stunk horribly.
Did it not smell like
a man's toilet?
A man's toilet. See, like women's toilets are supposed to smell different.
Then we got new cleaners.
Oh, no. Apparently it's because they don't piss all over the floor.
Apparently not. Whereas men do for some reason.
Yeah, well, you know.
Maybe wellies to do
it.
As long as it's not new, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Again, more specialist websites. But anyway.
This is why I shouldn't have carpet in the bathroom.
This is true.
Because Ben will on the floor.
That's why you have those really twee little things around your toilet.
Toilet doilies.
Not specifically, but I think we do.
No, you shouldn't have.
I think it's to protect your carpet from them.
So instead you get a manky piece of...
Yeah, but you can throw that out instead of throwing your carpet out. Anyway, sorry.
It's rather interesting.
I'm going to see what the cats destroy.
Yes, why don't you let the cat have the cats and we'll start the world's largest dungeon, part 7. After these important messages.
Yeah, we have important messages. I got a $10 donation.
Yes, I know.
From Riley from dungeonmajesty.com, which is a very nice man. Look at the donations block on the left hand side.
This is his username. But Riley is his.
Yes, he's the games master on that video with the scantily clad ladies running around.
Is that the site that I've looked at lots?
You haven't looked at it yet, have you? No,
I did go
on. He's a very nice guy, and he said, Butch rocks.
Yes, apparently.
Oh, is that him?
That's him.
Yes.
I think he's a very nice guy.
He wants to meet some of them, but we're the eloquent half.
Oh, that's good.
It's all good. Small
thank you very much. Thank you. Go to dungeonmajesty.com.
Yes. It's a link there now.
I need
a banner regularly to put at the bottom.
Yeah.
There you go. Anyway.
And we're now podcasting. Hurrah.
Whatever that means.
For the 25...
I'm still not 100% sure what I'm doing
25 people on the planet. Apparently we're like...
Are we fishing the dolphins?
Yes, we are. We're after the whales. That's what we're... Yeah. We're whale hunting now, Faye. Yeah.
I think we're about one of only 300 podcasters in the world, and we're the only RPG podcasters.
Yes, I noticed that actually. We are the only one that does role playing of any description.
Yeah,
because no one else does any kind of audio with role playing at all.
Well, Mortality Radio's in, actually, but they don't podcast because they don't know what it is.
No, they won't.
Neither do I.
that's another message.
It's got something to do with your iPod and stuff.
But why are you on that when like only 10 people in the world have iPhones?
Because eventually, loads of people
Is that because they have like an 8-minute battery life?
Yes.
Well, if that was going to other players, it's not for iPods, it
does for everyone. I can do that. And I think the Creative Zen extra 30 gigabytes is far superior.
I think I
thought you liked your iPod.
Yes, with all the times that I've played on it. If your mum and dad hear this, they're going to kill me.
They do listen.
No, they don't.
Mm-hmm. The new ones are
like, they just tell you they listen.
Oh, the iPod very likes your track.
Still, they said it was 15 hours now.
No.
What?
No. The brand new ones.
That's what they say, and then people who tested them have said, it's gone flat after less than 8.
I've walked down the hill, my battery's cut out before, and it hasn't charged on the holder.
Had a problem with your firmware for a while where it kept turning the alarm clock on and then turning the iPod on while it was on the charger and actually wearing the battery down is what happened.
Okay.
But I've updated your firmware on your iPod so now it shouldn't do better. So you should get the maximum iPod battery life, which is around 8 minutes. No.
Which but is about 8 or 9 hours.
Walking around Bradford with an iPod is not a good idea. Well,
that's why you've got a black earphone.
Yeah, change your earphone.
Yeah, that plus their headphones suck.
Yeah, they do.
You seem to know a lot about that, this.
Yeah? Yes, I've been looking at MP3 players.
Are you after an iPod, Finn?
No. So then you could download.
Well, you're not going to get one now, are you?
No, I much prefer the Creative Stenex. I believe I said that earlier.
Anyway, we're here to game.
Look, if we're going to blag stuff, we may as well try and blag expensive stuff.
Yes, so I like Lamborghinis.
I like Lamborghinis.
Funny we could spell it.
And yeah, expensive houses. Anywhere. Expensive houses somewhere sunny would be nice.
Nice.
If anyone's got one to donate, please feel free to send me an email. Anyway.
Anyway, you can't even get $50. What's the chances of getting a house somewhere sunny?
I've got my swing...
praying for the big donation.
My swing points today or tomorrow, which means it's going to reset to zero again. Oh no!
So it's going down after you've twice increased your bandwidth.
I know, it's disgusting. We're doing an obscene amount of traffic now. It's horrible, obscene, especially with the Gaming Report article on the front page.
Really? Do you get something from that?
From my past HTTP referrers, we've got 70% have been from Gaming Report.
There's a lot of people looking at GamingReport.com.
We can get one slash dot.
Gaming.
Not Gaming Report.
Gaming.
Was it not now?
The Gaming Report. Get it today.
Don't type it in. Just don't. Don't type it in.
The only game in the village.
And if there isn't one, there will be before this recording goes live.
Registered that domain name. Ka-ching! Anyway, we came to game.
Yes, you
so.
Did.
Stop.
I might have an announcement. Nobody ever gives me.
Oh, sorry, Tom. Please do.
I went to see the Scissor Sisters and they were very good.
Very good.
The Scissor Sisters.
Yeah, it's
apparently they're complaining they haven't got any money from their million records they've sold.
Is that right?
That's because I didn't buy their record, I just downloaded it.
We'll give them vengeance!
Have you did buy their ridiculously expensive keyring and badges?
I did. And I paid for tickets.
Merchandising, that's where you make the money. Yes. Drawing and merchandising.
Oh, there we go, that's where we make the money. We'll make some t-shirts for this thing then.
Was it a Pakistani stink badge?
No, we're not going back there.
Stinky badge. I have a presentation in a couple of weeks.
Are we getting in jokes? It's frightening. No.
We will start. We came to game.
Right.
Come on.
You're in room A74.
Is
that one on the bottom there?
Which is, yes, that one on the bottom on Steve's big map.
Right.
It's this one here. This one here on my little map of usability.
Yeah.
And it's that one there on your map in the middle of the table.
Two maps.
You complain? You didn't have enough maps.
Information overload.
Quick morning. Too many maps is good.
Did you not like do the entire dungeon as like a Doom level so we can just wander through all
that? I'll get on to that.
Yeah. Be fine.
Somebody somewhere is doing that right now.
Turning into a Doom level.
Yes. Right. So you had just opened the door into A75, which is the secret door that had been hammered shut, if you remember.
With the spikes all the way up and down.
That's right.
You removed.
A dozen metal spikes, which is currently in my backpack.
You did indeed. So, you had just got the description of the room. The damage in this room seems to be somewhat less than in the others, although there is still a substantial amount of rubble on the floor. A number of skeletal, we assumed that meant thin, rust-red rodents scurry away from your light.
Okay. Is this the foggy room, or is it that another one we moved on
This is a foggy room.
It is a foggy room,
it
that's right.
A foggy room.
We saw the foggy room, and I remember that because we legal road it to the end of the last session.
Yes, sir. And our commission availed us of little.
It did indeed avail you little. You availed little.
I'm very suspicious that our dark vision cannot penetrate the foggy.
Yes.
There is
magical fog. Yeah.
There is an archway.
I can detect magic.
Can you know?
Lucky.
I'm a wizard. I can do that kind of thing.
Yes.
I will detect magic to see if it is a magical fog.
It's not magical.
Then
it's an actual fog. Why would you dark vision?
Because
fog. It's not infravision anymore, right?
No, it's not one. Still?
It's not infravision. If you can't see through it, you can't see through it.
I will search.
Fog is usually outside.
That's very true, though.
I will search around.
Give me a search. Check
the foggy room. The rats.
Oh, both the door to the north and the door to the south are open.
What do you mean it's not infravision anymore? Damn!
It's not infravision. You see in black and white without any light.
27.
So therefore, if it's foggy and you can't see any further than the fog, you can just see as far as the fog in black and white.
So is it just like...
It's like normal vision without
night vision. It's like night vision, so it's just an image intensifier.
Yes.
Right, okay.
Absolutely.
So, am I wrong? I think I'm right. Anyway,
which makes it passive.
27 on a search roll. And I'm not saying it again.
27 on your search roll, was there? How many?
27.
On a what?
Search. You're already dead. You just wait.
You can't kill a dungeon master.
No,
it's only
Lindsay's upset with me because I put her Halloween picture up on the Halloween link on the forums, which basically has her in a wig and little PVC latex bondage horns and stuff.
Why are they bondage horns? Just because they're PVC.
Well, just in his imagination. It's just how he thinks.
What else do you use PVC for?
Now we have insight into your dreams.
It's true. Huge horny men with PVC.
Anyway.
Come on! Dungeon on!
Right. Dungeon on. It's like the Guyver.
Is that like flame on?
Yeah. Dungeon on, baby. Let's go.
Throughout the area, you find various pieces of furniture broken up underneath the rubble from the ceiling. You see the odd rat and evidence of rats in the area. They scuttle away from you as you approach.
Be very quiet. Can we hear anything?
Maybe listen check.
Okay.
Ooh, my dice rolling good.
Ooh, that's a good number.
23.
That's pretty good.
9.
6.
Right. 21 for the wizard.
Oh, keep it on in the couple.
Might need to clean your ears out.
Something's coming from the south.
Yeah, haven't got any cotton buds.
Yeah, something's coming from the south.
Material version.
Anyone 20? You two?
Yeah, 21.
No, there's something moving from the south in a reasonably fast way.
Fast way! Whoosh! Mage armor on!
We'll put you in a room. Hang on a second. Then we'll get to initiative when you can mage armor on. You're in a room, you're doing things. I'll best draw you a room.
Cobalt to the front!
Oh yeah, oh god. Where is
he?
He's
a wizard.
He's an NPC.
Just check with you before I draw on the map.
He's new.
Disclaimer on the box of stamps, you've got to rub it off in
within 48 hours. Feel free to use
it's the same with them all, then, isn't it? Mm. Alright, hang on a second.
They might be doing one that's a continuous roller for walls.
Technically, you need a door.
Single door or a double door?
A single door.
A double door.
I can find that. I'll put this on a reason.
Just put them all out, just get them all out, just tip them.
Here's your secret door there. We have a door here and a door down here. If you'd like to stamp the door for me.
Yay! I think Paul disagreed. Stamping on the door.
Yes, let's stamp on Paul's door.
Stamp
the door.
That's a door.
Okay. Yeah.
On the
which way round does it go?
Doesn't matter, just stamp the door. Stamp here the door.
The wider parts of the
door. Right, I need some beasties, Mr. Stove. And I have some of your beastie box?
Ooh,
are
they cool?
They're good, aren't they?
They are quite nice, actually. They're actually open doors, but they're
good. Oh, it's alright.
Oh, good. You know you can get pussy out.
Yeah, pussy now, when I opened it. That's really good. I like that.
Yeah, they have a bit to the room.
Right. Okay, we'll have some initiative checks, please.
Initiative checks!
That could be a secret.
What is that? I think it's supposed to be a chair. Seat and then back of chair.
Okay.
Right, 21. Initiative! Of 22 for the wizard.
11.
They always have to go one better.
All the beasts. And Boyikt is going on 20.
That's initiative, I forgot.
No, whoa, five. He's good.
Boyikt.
25.
25 for the rogue.
Right.
Oh my god, an uber fast party.
Paul.
Apart from me.
The wizard and the rogue here. And they're coming from this door here. The
door. That's the south, yes. North is always towards the GM.
Yes.
Well, generally.
It has been.
Yes, sorry. For the guys who didn't make the listen checks, there's something coming from the south door.
Right, Lindsay, you're on. Your action.
Oh, gosh.
Which way south?
That way.
Toward, away from the DM.
Sorry, that was.
Oh, sorry.
Is that in character? You rolled it. Stop that.
Sorry.
D&D. Look, it's D&D. Pile of books.
Is there anything in the room to walk between me and that
just
door?
Rubbly and a bit foggy.
Is it tall enough to hide behind? Rubble.
Well, to be honest, once you get past
10... Because the rubble stuff.
Once you get past 10 feet,
yeah.
It gets very foggy. You can't really see what's coming.
Okay. Okay, well, what I'm going to do is I'm going to move towards the door and sort of stand around here.
Okay,
move.
With my bow armed.
So you're going to move about 15 feet south and then ready your bow for if anything
something
comes through the door.
Yeah. Okay. Hoping that the fog will give me partial coverage.
Okay, who's next?
Balzer.
First off, mage armour.
Right, you cast mage armour.
Right. Secondly, I'm going to hide behind a half-orc.
So you're moving. Yeah. You're moving to behind the half-orc.
Yeah.
Okay.
Somewhere around the back. Very good.
You can't.
I'm going to move now.
Oh, damn you!
Be aware you cannot see that door from where you are.
All right.
You have about that much radius sight.
I'm going to go into the corner then. Just put me in the south.
Really not sure what that corner. Is. That might be a secret door.
That could be a wall, actually.
It might not a secret door. I think this is a wall.
It'd take a hell of a long time if it's a wall.
That's an arrow slit, I think.
Oh, is it? Yes, okay. Anyway.
Probably don't need an arrow. Okay.
Who's next?
Garut.
Garut. Yeah, you're fast, can't
you? We are a fast, what's that? 20,
are you getting ready for what's coming through?
21, yeah. 20,
25,
25
and a 12.
And a 12 from the cleric. But
you're still faster than them.
We still love you.
Yeah, we still love you, cleric.
We don't mind.
Everyone loves the cleric.
Boyict moves forward to about there. Checkmate.
Oh, did you get the contract that he signed, by the way, saying he didn't want any XP?
Oh, is that right?
Oh, yeah.
But unfortunately, you didn't get him to sign that contract, and he is leeching your XP.
Oh,
he's a character.
XP leech! Can't do that, I'll run over and kill him. So the cleric of good, and let's all live and love each other.
Unfortunately, that's how it goes.
He certainly developed horns.
I've realised we can't let him live to the next level.
What?
Because if he becomes a fifth level magic user,
he'll fireball you.
He'll fireball our asses. So we can't let him live.
Yeah, but if he learns fireball, he might write in his spellbook and then he can nick it.
No, I'll no. That's far too dangerous. I'm nicking his other spells as it is.
That's me.
That's alright, you just have to always stand next to the fucker.
Yeah, that's true.
Then he can't cast the area of effect.
Brilliant!
Spell.
Why didn't I think of that?
It's when you hear him hammering in the middle of the night, cackling about fire resistance rings and stuff.
And then I'm ready in action to hit anything that comes through the door.
Right.
And then it's the beastie.
The beasties.
Maybe they're just flopsy bunnies.
A chittering swarm comes through the door.
Oh, no.
It's going to be on Finn's, on the Garut square. Where? Which square are you in, please? They're all there.
The one behind the door. Yeah.
That one. That's fine, they can come out and they chitter. They chitter through there.
Are they rats?
They are indeed. You hold an action to fire. You may fire if you wish.
Yay!
Before the rats hit you.
Dun 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 dun.
20s, 19s, 18s, and then a 3.
So that would be
11. Unless I've got, I don't think I've got any pluses going. No. 11.
Would you like to strike my lucky bullet?
You miss.
That's 3 games now that bullet's been in it.
It works.
Who else hold an action?
Sir?
Who else held an action?
I do, but I can't act.
Garut held an action to strike something, I believe.
That's a big D20.
That's a very large D20.
It is rather big.
It's D20 for the blind.
That will give me an 18.
Mm-hmm. That's a good inch of crop.
Wow. It's a good inch, baby.
Some women like
is
it. Is
that inch? I thought an inch was this big.
Yes,
right,
yes.
I have to do it.
Carry on.
That's just what Hal's been telling.
You've hit.
You're all me. You're all me, you mean.
12.
12 damage.
Yeah.
Flip an egg.
Bloody hell.
Snicker.
I'm using it as for a single attack, so it's strength 1.5.
Ouch. Okay.
That could be a dead ratty.
Boyked.
Whatever then. Oh, he's gone.
Hmm? He moved. He
moved. Oh, okay, yeah. Jeez. What's his initiative bonus?
Hmm? Plus 1.
70.
Hmm?
70. Handy, yeah.
Now then, he could do what he would do. That would be very, very bad.
Suddenly reveal he's a fifth level wizard and fireball around.
Never trust an evil magic user who you just killed!
Well, no, he could cast sleep, but that's a stupid idea.
That is a stunningly bad idea, yes.
Yes. Balls of green energy shoot from his fingers.
Did he have acid arrow?
No, little
no, it's got magic
bolts
missile.
Of missiles.
Oh, he gets 2, doesn't he?
It's magic missile!
Doing a grand total of 6 points of damage.
Quite respectable.
Is it dead yet?
Nope.
Will be next turn.
Well, at least Uber rats,
whatever it does, be there.
It swarms upon 2 members of the party. Phelan takes 4 points of damage.
Oh.
Your root turn.
Ouch.
4 points of damage. Whoa. Both of you can do me con rolls, please.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, excuse me, fortitude saves.
Right.
Wrong game.
Fortitude.
Entirely the wrong game.
14.
Oh.
15. Who wants the chills? The
chills.
Spinders, spinders, spinders.
Yeah, goodness gracious.
Very funny.
Okay.
Balazar.
Combat wizard hears some chittering and the sounds of combat magic, but can see crap all from hiding in corner.
Really? Can I see that across the room?
No, so it's foggy.
Is it?
You can see.
I'm all alone in this bank of fog. Yes. Maybe this was not the wisest decision I have made. Very well. Balazar will bravely creep forward along the wall.
He bravely creeps.
Well, a bit more. How far can I move? I can move 20 rods on the base of that.
You can move
4 squares.
Yeah, go on, keep going.
There.
Yeah.
But you can't see anything.
Still can't see anything.
No.
You still have another move if you want to.
Yeah, go on, move me again.
So you're running through the fog?
Yes.
You're running down a wall?
Yeah, running down.
Smack, nose first.
Oh, come on. I'm a dwarf, then.
Get to there. But you have
no
action.
I think Helen's actually in the bathroom.
Ah.
If you need to get the phone,
you might.
Right,
that would explain the
phone. Balazar's
move. Let's go on.
Who's next?
Give it up.
Then that would be me.
Good.
Yep.
I'll
move
forward and try and hit them with my stick.
You hit them with your
stick.
Yes! 19 plus
zero.
Zero now!
Plus zero, yes.
We're improving. Plus zero.
Improving is
completely negative. One damage.
Is that bashing damage?
It's still a negative damage.
Thank you.
Negative
damage. The bash of healing.
And then it's training.
The bash of
healing.
We're so fast in this battle. Hooray.
I'm going to smack good next time, I'll saw you out.
You failed to do anything.
You failed, failing, didn't you?
Ha-ha, yes. But cunningly, we now have an evil magic user in our party, so there'll only be one who will resist.
And there'll be two
who
will resist.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Mm. Yes. Don't mention that.
I flail wildly with my bad dice.
Very good. Your bad dice flail wildly around you. Go, Groot. Finish it.
Double attack.
Finish him.
Big number of big dice.
Oh, crap. That's just 14.
14 actually hits the swarm, surprisingly.
Oh, they're probably going to die then. That's just the 8.
That kills the swarm. The swarm begins to dissipate, the rats running off into the darkness and the fog.
Balazar is here to save you! Oh dear! Never mind, perhaps next time.
Good one there, folks. So you should kill me without the sleep spell this time as well.
Yeah.
That's only because Balazar couldn't get into range.
It did deal out a mighty 8 points of damage in total, though.
Hopefully, one of us doesn't have the
shield.
The shield. Definitely.
No.
Sorry.
No grease songs, please. At the table.
Like a greased lightning in.
Oh.
Maximised lightning bolt.
Are we not going to do a musical episode?
Hey, it was good enough for Buffy, it was good enough for us, we can do a musical episode.
I think we need to get a bit more established before we can start doing a musical episode.
Snack Girl has already written Filk to the tune of Grease, so...
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is that true?
It's true.
You should put it up online. Somebody should get someone to sing it.
She's done it to the Summer Loving song, actually.
Very good.
I didn't want to be Zenders from the theme
song. See, Filk's one of those things. See, we have Filk on the side. I don't quite know where it comes from, what the name is.
I don't know. Look it up. It must be somewhere.
I did look it up at one point. It made no sense.
All right. Okay.
I spoke.
Only...
With ilks.
Yes. I don't know. No one knows, anyway. Right, so, we have bravely defeated the rat swarm.
Perhaps some guy called Phil invented it.
Sorry. Phil Ken.
Yes.
You have...
Hurrah! Da-da-da-dun-dun-dun-da-da! We win! The end.
Hurrah! Right,
what
that's
you mean
done for the day. Do you have next beat up level?
Sleep, rest, and suddenly a new...
We only need 500, but now...
I don't think we've got enough.
I don't think that's worth 2,500. Somehow.
That's not what you do mean.
No, we will.
Stop counting XP.
Merely a feel of our inner presence.
I'll start reducing challenge ratings for things.
And that's fine, though. You wouldn't dare.
We're keeping the monsters as they are.
That's unfair.
Yes, it is, isn't it?
And we'll lynch you.
Says the Bastion of Thorn, the good.
Okay.
No, says me.
Oh, right.
No,
says Steve.
Steve.
That's a different man.
So, where are you heading?
You are fog. In this room here.
This fog is just hanging around, not doing much, just being foggy.
It's fog.
Let's walk into the fog.
You do.
As you walk forward, the fog retreats at a steady pace, in the sense that you can see the same distance regardless of where in the fog you are.
It's clearly magical.
Yes, it's a fog in a dungeon. It's just not natural.
But it's not magical either.
No, I detected it, and it was not magical. It's just fog.
Congratulations, you have discovered fog. You're a wizard.
We don't see much of it on the ground, you know. Yes, what? Let's go wander through the fog then.
Okay, let's go.
We can wander through this doorway. There's a road.
Go west.
No,
we're going east.
We've
not got a choice.
So
where, pal? I thought the dog went off the set.
I got excited when carrying it.
It's really sweet now.
Yeah, it's because you're off the spat moon.
So, where should we go? Foggy room.
Are you going south?
Damn.
Yeah.
I just closed things this morning. Mm-hmm. Really, really well. I put two on my tongue and then drank
the brave party heads south.
And then drank some more.
The brave party heads south, the way.
The first time I've
been. Then the brave party encounters said room here to the south.
Is that A75 or A74?
You're in A75. You went from 74 into 75.
Just a moment.
Yes.
Right. Fine.
We're now going into 76.
Into 76.
That was a hot summer. Had rat swarm or some dire rats.
This room also seems. This room also seems only slightly damaged. There are still two relatively intact beds and a small table to be seen.
Do we have beds?
I don't think so.
No, I don't think we have beds, actually.
That's all right. What are you doing?
I have boxes.
Is it still foggy in here?
It's slightly foggy in here. Less foggy than the other room.
We searched the room for stuff.
We searched the room for any treasure and traps.
And traps!
Make me...
Possibly not in that order.
No.
I'm rolling both of my dice because I still have not established which one is behaving tonight. That would be the pink one then.
Right, okay. What'd you get?
I forgot what I was doing, searching.
I too must establish which of my dice is behaving the same thing. We just roll these 10.
GM, why can't we?
You notice the walls seem to have shifted slightly. You suspect it's probably due to tremors.
Oh, okay.
But a door or of some description is evident in the eastern wall.
Can we draw this off?
There you go.
There's nothing to kill.
It is in the eastern wall.
I shall go and examine said door and see if it is trapped or anything.
Okay.
In the meantime, I shall be having a chat point.
Oh yeah, go for it.
I forgot, is it detect trap, isn't it? Or is it disabled as well?
Search.
It's search.
Okay. I got confused then.
How'd you do?
There's a tremor.
Yes.
I'm trying to add a bait and five.
That's fine.
13.
You don't think this door is trapped.
Okay. I don't think this door is trapped.
You don't think the door is trapped?
Does any one of your...
Have I ever been wrong?
Do you have the skills, profession mining, or knowledge, architecture, engineering?
Dungeoneering? It's a dungeon!
I have both.
And he's a dwarf! I'm a dwarf! I have stone cutting!
You're lying!
But I'm good at it! I have a baby.
It's a bluff check.
I have stone cutting!
Yeah, let's do that.
I do a dwarf!
Oh dear.
My bluff's...
I'll make a roll for you. What you got in dungeoneering?
Dungeoneering? I have 7 ranks in engineering.
Sorry. You're in a dungeon. Congratulations.
We're in a dungeon! Revolution!
Where? What?
I saw a little large tent.
It was a marquee. Where have you gone?
Where's the marina? Actually, I think you'll find. Okay.
So, yes, you think the door is probably stuck. It looks like the movement in the wall has jammed the door somewhat, although you think it would probably be forced open.
Groot!
It would take a lot of strength to force the door.
Groot!
Bring your friends!
What?
Headbutt that door. There's somebody, there's an orc on the other side pushing against you. You need to see if you can win.
That's almost clear.
Best you don't help then.
I won't help. I'm probably, no, I don't think I have that much of a minus now to grapple. Oh, yes, I do.
I shall push the door. Really hard.
Quite strong. Make me a strength check, please, Garut.
Ooh, not terribly good.
That's not the best die.
13.
You push against the door. Dust sort of falls down from the lintel, but it doesn't actually seem to go anywhere.
Dwarf winning.
What about my... Yes, the dwarf. The dwarf will help.
The only other person with the strength of it. Strength.
Okay.
Minus two.
I'll help you, laddie.
We've all got strength modifiers.
My grapple
just
okay, and you add his bonus to your bonus.
You need some dwarven muscle.
19.
Plus your bonus. Plus Paul's bonus.
Yeah, I'm only strength.
Alright, fine.
Yeah. I'm plus four, he's plus five.
Plus four, plus five.
You both heave at the door. It starts to move, but doesn't open.
Call me some tools, there's a cunning sort of lever.
Yeah, you could. There are you can probably have. You've got those.
That orc on the
I've
side
got
winning.
Lots and lots of these metal spiky things.
Yeah,
we can see you can hear those mice. Give them a rope and they go. I think the cleric's bringing too many bedtime stories.
They're quite good at repairing things as well.
Are you taking a level in druid or something?
He's been having the happy tablets.
He's been on the happy tablets.
They make him happy.
I wonder what the challenge breaking a bag purse actually is.
It's got to be bigger than the Tarrasque, easy.
What, bag purse?
So, are you having a good?
Yes. Oh, of course!
Using
can I help?
I mean, no.
Oh. you can come join this conversation over here. Okay.
You push at this end that's going to be coming backwards when we work. That should help.
Probably would
as well. Come on, we can do it! What about the kobold? Is he strong?
He's
Oyect not do pushing work, wizard.
He's really annoying, isn't he?
Oi, you're listening to me.
Yeah, that's right. Listen to the cleric and shut up.
He's actually not really listening to you.
Still talking at him.
Yes, he keeps giving you lip service in sort of broken draconic.
It doesn't matter, does it? Mumble.
I really don't want to see a kobold giving lip service to any clerics.
See, I thought of that and I didn't say anything, so I'm not the rudest person here.
But he's a half-orc.
Yeah.
Very crude.
First bastion is 6 foot.
La, la, la.
Naughty, naughty cleric.
Onward,
big
please.
Ears. La, la, la.
It's not the book of evil wizards, though. Evil clerics.
Yeah,
the Book of Dark Deeds, or whatever it's called.
Foul Darkness.
Foul Darkness.
It's a bastion if something's now flicking through. We're all going,
No, it's the Book of Exalted Deeds.
Good. Yes. Good.
Yeah, I should get the Book of Foul Darkness for Boyect when he levels.
We're not letting him level. Coup.
Only if we convert it.
Coup de gras.
You're going to wait. You're going to wait for him to slit at night and slit his throat.
Carry
yes.
on.
Anyway,
another show.
Yeah, we're gonna have another go. Dwarf and the half orc working together as one. Talk about racial harmony. Here we go.
Very impressed.
That'll do better.
Yeah.
22.
You shove the door as hard as you can. It grinds slightly and then jams.
Jams.
You think it's gonna lever. You think it's gonna take some kind of tool to open this door.
Is there anything around we can use as a lever?
Bob's broken furniture.
Yeah, we'll try some of that. And I've got a mace, which is a bit like a hammer. We can boink.
Or we could use those actual tools.
Think that something like a crowbar or a pry bar would be better. Yeah.
Got the artisan's tools.
That's true. The weaponsmithing tools don't have a pry bar in them. Thief may have a pry bar.
If you accidentally...
It's true, it's a small pry bar.
Size doesn't matter.
Does it?
I don't know.
It does in physical mechanics, yes.
There's bits and bobs of metal rod that have obviously been in some kind of part of the furniture. Possibly something to do with the beds.
That'll do.
You think it's a bit old, it's a bit rusted, but you might have a good go.
We shall
improvise using suitable materials from the area.
You do.
You
make a lever of reasonable length and jam it into the side of the door.
Yes.
Right. You may have a plus 10 bonus.
And we take... No, can we take any?
27.
It's close enough.
Oh, beat down as you are.
You shove your lever with as much strength as you can possibly muster. The door, you feel it go, you burst forward slightly as the door springs open into the previous room and the wall collapses on top of you.
Reflex safe then.
Surprisingly,
that damn orc, he's got the better of you.
Yeah.
Surprisingly, no, it's an attack. me on you.
You're being attacked by a wall!
Not a reflex save.
For fuck's sake.
What's your armor class?
19.
That misses you. Mr. Dwarf.
It bounces off him.
Plus my mage armor, I've got at least 16, if not more.
An overall 28.
Oh, God!
Sorry, it's not that damage.
It's really, really good mage armor.
8 points of damage from falling mace.
Oh, squishy dwarf!
Anyone else nearby?
That's fine, you
no.
got plenty.
It's only two. It's only a 2 foot radius around the door, a 5 foot square around the door.
What the hell is that?
You're only supposed to close that. No. Where was Michael came from?
Oh, you won't believe where that landed. Oh my God. Oh.
Thought you said you know about stonework.
I do. It's bloody crap. Look at it. This is not dwarven stonework, I can tell you.
Well, it's not actually, no. Yeah, right, it's true. It's not dwarven stonework.
Hey, laddie.
So,
clumsy stonework.
The collapsed wall has left something of a gap into the next room.
Oh, can I do a double door stamp?
It's, well, if you really want.
Go on.
Go on, double door stamp.
No, oh, that's plank wood.
I'm sure that tree stamp could look like a pile of rubble as well.
Yeah, probably could if you did it several times in an area.
In fact, seeing as these are for dungeons, it's more likely to be a pile of rubble than a tree.
Could be a tree. There's a tree. There's a tree in the very first one, isn't there?
Yeah. Where would you like to
tree? Tree where you like tree. That's a very nice.
It is what I was saying. It looks good. I must admit, I am quite impressed with those dungeon stamps from DragonStudio.com.
So, it was eBay you bought it off.
I know, but it's their shop on eBay.
Oh, I see, very good. So, there's an opening of some messiness. It used to be a door.
As we let the dust settle and the kind of bruising and slight.
You hear Boyek chuckling. Boyek's attention has been drawn back to the dwarf lying under the rubble. He seems to be chuckling to himself.
Oi. I think we're through, lads!
Oi.
Marks, Clegg!
Threw bloody magic missiles up his arse if you're not careful, I tell you.
And we use that cobalt as a shovel.
So, are you having a look through?
Yeah, go on.
You look into a room. It's quite a large room.
Is it?
It is indeed.
Oh, it
quite
is.
Quite a large room. There's a door.
It's
in the north, east,
that 60 foot on the side or something?
I'm dropping the whiteboard yet again. I'm going to bring a drill and drill this to your
wall. Oh, Helen will love you for that.
Well, it probably sits up there all week.
About 60 by 70.
Oh, 60 by 70, not a bad guess from the dwarf, because he knows these kind of stone dimensions.
The door in the northern wall is open. This large room shows some signs of deterioration, but looks to be relatively intact. Skeletons of various sizes hang limply from a number of manacles that are attached to the walls in various places. Mm-hmm. More skeletons lie on the floor, their legs shackled by a chain to a large iron spike that's been driven into the centre.
The centre of?
The room.
Ooh. Ouch. Yes. That's a bit unusual.
What kind of skeletons
They're not
squids.
What kind?
What primarily?
Small humanoids. They're mostly humanoid skeletons.
Can I have to look at the Africanus?
No.
Oh.
They're hobbits.
Yeah, just been doing your human evolution modules there, dearie.
Now I can at least say I used them.
I would like to say that room A77 is incredibly badly written.
This is A77.
A77, very badly written. The actual bit at the bottom here that refers to the collapsing wall actually refers back to itself rather than to the room where the collapsing wall actually goes. The box text is phenomenally badly typed and spelled and Englished.
That's crap,
says the man with a huge grasp of the English language.
You are.
That sentence just there.
You are.
Which is taped for prosperity.
We all speak common here. Aye.
Yeah, we speak.
Yeah,
we all speak really common.
I was born in Oxford. I'm allowed to say this.
So
you were born in Banbury.
Is that a huge iron spike?
Oxfordshire.
How big is huge?
It's quite a large spike.
About a shire,
eh? 4 foot high.
It's sticking into the ground or out of the ground?
I still have hairy toes.
It's been wedged into the ground.
Wedged into the ground, not up from the floor.
No,
okay.
Anyway,
I searched the room.
You should get a room!
I said it was my toes.
Are you moving
Am I moving anything? I'm moving everything that needs moving.
Use your eyes first.
Are you looking at the bodies or are you moving
things? First of all, I will do a scout around to see what I can see, and then I will start poking
anything. You'll nick anything valuable.
Interesting, yeah. I'll nick all the valuable stuff, wear all the jewellery, and then hide everything from the rest of the
body. Make me a search check.
The standard procedure for the
department. Damn it!
I shall go and say prayers over all of the... Okay.
They're all still manacled to the walls and to the chin and to the middle and
they're not that skeletonized.
Well, they are skeletalized. I mean, in the sense that they're hanging like this.
You could just pull their arms.
Really bad fantasy skeletons.
If you wanted to lure them out, you could release them from the manacles just by moving them through their manacles. Now,
since you are the cleric of a dungeon cleansing god, it would appear that you were
Torm, dungeon cleanser. Actually, to be honest, you've killed a lot less than you've spoken to. That's a lie. Tossing up the amount of rats you've killed, if you count those as individuals.
But the amount of things that we could have talked to.
True, you've only lost one thing you could have talked to.
The only thing that we were supposed to talk to, and you went and bloody killed him.
He's an orc! Toe-rag the orc coward.
Actually, there's nothing you're supposed to talk to.
Okay. He still swung his axe at me.
There are things that have...
Yeah. No, please don't hurt me!
Well, we haven't found one yet. Let's just get out of here!
Is there a plot to this, by the way?
Yeah, there's a whole plot to this entire level.
Not that we know.
Boyik starts poking one of the bodies with a stick.
Right, take the stick off him.
It's a bit dim.
Yeah, who said he could have
stop doing that. This is not what they're for. If you want to poke somebody, go and poke that stick over there.
Don't point at me.
Yeah, don't point at us.
Oyek wanders over to the spike in the centre of the room and starts looking at it.
I search in depth. I take some time to do this.
you're releasing people from the manacles.
Trap that claps the entire room.
What are you two doing?
I'm blatantly saying prayers so the boy can hear them.
Right, yes. Boyek does not pay particular attention.
Boyek.
You occasionally get...
The fighting can hear them.
Yeah. Are you trying to talk about me now? I've got a god. It's the god of...
Hellfire!
No. Okay, no, I've got Timora.
Lily, look.
Oh, okay.
It's time they got a biscuit. The god of biscuits. Like Simon, the dwarven god of tree climbing.
I know what you're talking about.
Helen once played a dwarven cleric in Ravenloft. And she decided she didn't have a god name. She said, my god's called Simon. So we decided that Simon must be the dwarven god of tree climbing, in the sense that Simon is a name that dwarves would never have, and tree climbing is something that dwarves would never do.
Just borrow that one! Borrow a god! Simon.
So therefore, Simon is the dwarven god of tree climbing.
Okay.
Sorry.
Oh, we don't mention him much though.
No.
Just humour him.
He's way down at the bottom of the pantheon.
Okay, good spell with it, alright. Okay.
Yes. Next to Trisha, the dwarven god of cake decorating.
Enough! You're not about to speak about our secret dwarven gods! We have a whole secret fantasy, you're not supposed to mention them! Not in public!
Bob.
Yeah. And for Mrs. Whiplash.
The dwarf is keeping an eye on the naughty, naughty kobold, Boyikt.
Yes,
I'm going to trust him.
You're looking up, you keep going.
I'm generally looking around, but letting the rogue do her fancy stuff.
Well, she's searching, the cleric is starting to lay out the bodies.
Right. Anything else in this room besides a huge spike?
Lots of manacles. Various bits and bobs. Searching the room, you notice that around some of the bodies there seems to be scorch marks in places where the walls and floor are cracked and melted.
Ooh, I'll go and prod and have a closer inspection.
Any particular pattern to these scorch marks?
Not really, they tend to be where the manacles are.
Where the metal is on their body?
No, just where the body would have been, like they've been manacled to the wall and possibly set alight.
Ugh.
Either magically or unmagically, there's been a fire here where the body was.
Some of the bones are
a bit cracked.
It wanted to be a particularly intense fire.
It was a quite intense fire.
That's caused by things like fireballs.
Mm-hmm. Possibly.
Wizard man, there's some burning marks here. Come and look.
Yes, I can see. How interesting. What about the big spike? Is it clean, dirty?
Looks like people were chained to the spike and made to walk around it, by the look of it.
Yeah. How odd.
The maple.
Yes.
Some kind of torture place.
Kind of.
Okay.
Possibly.
Is it like in like Conan where he walks around in circles?
Yep, that's it. Pointless, useless task.
You mean the Wheel of Pain, that's it.
Is that what it's called?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. We know all about that. It's a dwarven invention, you know.
Right.
It's actually connected through a series of gears and links.
Do you want to move the
thing with cakes on?
Yeah. You're obviously asking me, so you're obviously not going to do it.
Make me with a roll.
9.
You have a wicked, wicked half.
17.
Right
then, the cleric and the thief may make me will saves.
Please. Oh, son of.
Come on, come on, come on.
6.
3 to 4.
Wow, a roll that the cleric beat me on. How is that possible?
You find yourself touching the manacles to have a nosy around.
You obviously touch the manacles to lay out the bodies.
You don't need to.
Well, you're going to have to hold it to the hand there, don't you? You know where you can pull... You're going to yank the arm, are you? I assumed you were being respectful of the dead. And as opposed to just pulling the feet off. And hoping they all came out.
Catch some disease,
it's
not going to be respectful.
Consider where I've had my arm recently.
You are...
You love reminding us of that.
Horrid images wash through your mind of anguish. Those that died in the room... Horribly burned, horribly tortured. You're basically frozen to the spot.
As the flamey, flamey death comes.
Terror and fear. You're burnt hundreds of times. You're prodded and poked and tortured for great lengths of time. It is an entirely horrible experience and leaves you shaken.
Luckily, there's no sand loss in Dungeons and Dragons.
Are you still?
Which time I am constantly. Doing prayers to talk.
Yes! You are at -2 to all action. You're shaking attacks, saving throws, skill checks, ability checks, etc.
What's the matter, you
damage
do?
Taken.
You come out of it. Yes, -2 to damage taken. You come out of it absolutely terrifying.
Can't -2 left
for? I'll tell you it doesn't. So, it was horrible. Yeah. Absolutely horrible.
What's the matter, you two? You look like you've seen a ghost.
Oh, I think we have.
There's really, really horrible pictures in the metal things, and then they got burnt, and I don't like it anymore, and I want to go home.
It seems like some form of vision.
So we leave here. There's no shiny gold things and nothing to kill.
It's a dog now.
Only stuff to nick. I mean, to acquire.
You haven't found nothing.
I think these people must have endured all sorts of pain.
Yeah, I'm terrible for them.
They got burned.
The root, the caring.
Right, find a manacle, suffer the pain, and make him touch it.
You'll love that one.
I shall carry on doing what I'm doing.
Praying, yeah. Being careful not to touch the manacles.
Right, if necessary, I will touch them.
Yeah, if you do, it happens again.
So, my dear, dear friend. My dear friend, Boyink.
What, wizard?
So is this the way out of the dungeon that you're leading us, then?
It is a way, wizard.
Ah, so where to next?
I suggest we continue, east and north. So, given that the only door out of here goes up.
Yeah. Seems a bit of a no-brainer, then. Yes.
I would also suggest we look around the area. There may be more of my tribe survived.
Fine, we'll definitely keep an eye out for them for you. Don't worry. We'll keep you safe.
What are you doing?
We're going to go up.
When I finish, we're going to go up.
You're heading north, out of the door.
Out of the dungeon torture room.
Yes, what I said, up.
The torture room. Actually in the book called the experiment room.
He speaks it 100 times worse than the torture room, doesn't he?
What kind of bloody place is this?
Well, no, at least it wasn't purposeless. They had a reason.
You just haven't a clue what it was.
Yeah.
Well, that was just an experiment on people.
Possibly how long walking around in circles before someone goes insane?
And probably how much fire you to burn somebody.
All to push little tiny cakes around.
On a trolley.
No, one of those rotating
with a
wheels.
Dear, oh dear, it's what kind of crazy place is this? The dungeon goes on forever.
Right. You come out of this door. yeah. into a corridor.
Oh boy.
That blossoms in 100,000 different directions.
That's not good. Luckily, we have somebody with us who knows the way out.
Yes, he's been lying to us.
Shall we have a team cripple fiddle?
Go, team cripple!
Do we trust him? Do we believe him?
No. Yes, because we killed him, we brought him back to life, we set him free and gave him his magic user's spellbook back. Yes, we're so hard. Oh my lord.
I'm going to think of a theme tune for Team Cripple, I think. I think it's my mission
team
for next week.
Team Cripple, da da da. Yeah, what team? Right, a team with the crippling.
You're standing here.
Yeah.
There are options aplenty for corridors and doors.
It matters not. The kobold will show us the way.
We want to go north and east.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good one. North and east.
North and east it is.
Carry on.
Can I sense motive? No.
Search them rooms, I suggest.
Carry on, I'm going to
go through that east and then through that southern door.
This one?
Yeah.
This one here.
I don't want to go north. Not north. You're not going to go up there.
Look, laser pointer. Really handy.
I'm blind!
I like these map-made laser pointers from Nickerville.
We could blind the GM and then we can all play to roll 20s all the time.
Yeah.
I do that anyway. No, I don't really. Everyone, you're supposed to laugh and everybody would be quiet. Like you were staring at me.
Believe!
This door
okay, yes.
is wedged shut. Make me listen checks, please.
Ooh.
This is the door
to 20!
20!
Damn, I was supposed to blind him.
20!
Oh,
yay.
Not bad.
What did you actually get for your listen checks?
I don't know.
Shaggle.
17 for the wizard. Sharp eye deal today.
7.
Let's check for boy. He's got ears.
Yes.
No, he hasn't.
Oh, we left them on! We did try to cut them off, but we didn't leave them on.
17 is good enough.
Okay.
I don't know.
Behind the door you hear a flapping. A familiar flapping.
A familiar flapping! Ink squids on the way! Prepare for attack! I say making braver surges. Yes.
I think you're going to
call squiddies. I hear a calling
as well.
I think maybe I can.
You've heard it before.
Possibly.
What do you like? Troglodyte?
Crunchar.
Crunchar.
Like.
Chimps are called pantroglodytes, isn't that cool?
I know.
Like scourges.
Oh my lord! From the half-orc in front, he's used to it now.
Oh, I'll finish off this corridor for you. Hang on. Ass. We walked past it, therefore.
Yeah, I did my chimp lesson today.
There you go.
Did they not tell you about Binobo?
Oh, we've been over us, yeah.
I heard about Lucy.
They? I can't remember. I had trouble with that. You've been up or something stupid like that.
We got to play with gorilla skulls as well.
Did you?
As you do. Right, we're preparing for battle with soldiers, I think.
Which room are we?
Yeah, about to enter, think about entering this one.
Okay.
We should rush up before they get out.
I won't wait. Stay back.
Mr. Cleric Man, if you can make them sleep, why don't you go? Can you point under the door and make them sleep?
No. It's very hard to make them sleep. I don't think I can do it.
Oh, maybe that
he
one.
He can.
Yes. That one that we're pointing in different directions.
Hand eye coordination. Rogue's not big on it today.
He's so fat. No, he is pointing the wrong way. You must point to the GM. Oh, him. Yes. I thought you were talking about little cold man.
No, you're talking about
Balazar.
Can you make things sleep?
I can make things sleep.
Can you make me sleep? Yeah, I'm sorry.
Mostly the party. I'm
sorry. Should we rush in?
No, it's GM.
I'm going with the blind spell.
He's not listening, so that's fine.
No. Right. The sound is coming from that doorway that's partly wedged open, yeah?
Yes.
Wedged shut.
Wedged open.
Partly wedged open.
It's wedged open.
And how far away are we from that wedge door right now?
Well, you can hear it all the way down here.
What's that kind of distance we're talking? 40 odd feet more?
The room's quite large.
I think my character's intelligence is higher than mine.
Okay. We would need to rush up to it quickly to stop them all coming out at once, because then we close that gap.
Go make them sleep. Make them sleep.
Yes, I think we can do that too.
Make.
Right.
There could be 1,000 of them. No idea.
Can the kobold
make things sleep? 1,000 Sturges! My lord!
Can the kobold make things sleep?
You can ask him.
Kobold man, can you make things go to sleep?
I have that power!
Well, yes, okay!
We
make them go to sleep, and then they can have bad dreams.
Yes.
And we can put them on those metal things in there, and then they'll have nightmare dreams.
Oh, yeah. I'll have some healing at some point, since that wall collapsed on me. Forgot about that bit.
Darren? Oops.
Probably.
Thank you.
Are you a child?
But not... Oh, God. Darren Camillo. We don't have a stone staff at the moment.
We haven't done any charging
as yet. No, no, no,
not. I'm just getting the room ready if you are charging.
Well,
I'm going to intend to charge.
Amazar is heading over towards the cleric room.
16 by 16 room.
16 by 16.
God in heaven.
Six,
thank you.
It's not that big.
It's quite big, 16 by 16.
Is it 90 foot by 90 foot?
Yes, it will be, 16 by 16.
Oh, surely that would be 80 by 80.
Sorry, you are correct. I was thinking of...
80 foot?
Yeah.
Thinking of bad mathematics, no.
You were thinking of base 9 when...
Yes, I'm down!
That's a sturge. That's
what is?
Real large.
I was thinking 18, not...
They're going to want to move and stuff.
No. I was just playing, you know.
You're doing real well.
Such noisy stacks.
Don't know what you mean!
Sorry. Ball's been felt off.
Really annoying when it happens.
Right. Is the door in this corner, Ben?
Door is in that... Well, that corner will do, yes. A corner.
No!
We have a door stem!
Oh.
What? Specially imported from the United States of
America.
I was coming.
Okay, you're in the corridor. I'll have the wizard first.
Go on.
No, you're
standing
by the door. Oh,
sorry. I'll put you out the corridor.
Yeah. We've got to use the stamp.
It's 10 foot wide.
It's 20 feet wide. Well,
why are you putting the bloody wizard at the front?
Sorry, it is 10 feet wide.
Stop doing that.
Because you're going to cast just about through the door.
The corridor is indeed 10 feet wide. You can walk 2 abreast down the corridor if you wish.
It's 20 foot wide. Walk 4
abreast. Boyect will not go in the front.
Well, neither will I.
Here at the front.
Oh, well, thought it out in front. And Garuk will come with me. You can go up there and you can
go up
there.
No, I'll cast my sleep spell because I'm the hero.
Boyek is happy to help, but he will not go in the front.
Of the two magic users, I'm the hero.
You hear Boyek muttering to himself.
Boyek.
Yeah, okay, I'm bringing his sleep online.
Boyek casting a spell.
Me too.
Boyek casts mage armour.
I've already got mine on.
Yes. Boyek just cast his.
Yeah.
So, what are you doing?
Preparing sleep spell for Sturges to come out.
Very good. What's the plan?
Are we letting them come out? Or are we
sleep spell, I run in and kill everything.
Right.
Okay. Are we going any more sophisticated than that?
are we waiting for
we should
come
really
out?
Come. We should really go into the door. Because if only one comes out and the rest don't, it's like bloody useless. I need to get as many as possible in one go. So that let's get the magic user up there. Look, I'm a hero. I'm a hero, honestly. Yes!
I mean, could you stand there?
Yeah, that'll do. That's a good
plan. You're not blocking the doorway.
Yes. Good luck. Look, line of sight. We can use laser for line of sight.
Ooh. There we go.
Okay, stand there. It's for.
Yeah, it's supposedly for line of sight. That's far more fun to do remote pointing a map.
Oh, God, he's getting more things.
Just
There's a goddamn minotaur in that lot.
Run away.
I suspect it's because he hasn't got 800 sturge miniatures.
Have you got a single sturge miniature?
No.
Because they can't make miniatures that fly.
It's always a toughie.
It's a Can Games Workshop.
Yeah.
Well, they use...
TM, GM, HM, whatever the thing
afterwards. HM, TMO.
TMO.
Tiamat.
DN71.
This is like Timmy Mallet when you're a kid and he says a word and you say something associated with it.
Ooh, look, it's scary. We'll have that spot.
Better stroke the ball.
Right.
Come on.
Okay, what's the plan? You're running in and diving through the door.
No! Strange enough, precisely not.
Actual size.
Yeah. No, going to the door, peeking through, and doing a big sleep spell of whatever's heading out, going me, 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 me.
Right, you. Well, best give us an initiative.
Alright, initiative.
Probably best.
Come on.
The bullet goes really quickly.
19, I rolled again.
Oh no! It was on a good number, and it went.
Steve, give me 4 creatures for this room, numbered 1, 2, 3, and 4, please. Thank you. Ooh. Creatures number 1 going on.
That's just a frightening sight, isn't it?
17.
Adventurers make a tasty snack.
24 for me, Steve.
You can have 2 quarters on what it was before. 12.
Okay.
And a big six for Balazar.
A big six, eh? Oh, Boyacht.
Boyacht is going on a seven.
Wizards are a bit slow. I'm going on a five. Oh my lord.
Yes. Yes. Garud.
Okay.
Now you're Garud.
Yes. Are you ready?
Yeah, no, obviously not.
Who's first?
Everything else.
Fill in.
Oh look, it's me first again. What can I see through the door if I move forward? You but look. Not into his line of sight, because I know that he's doing spells.
You could step in sideways. Yeah.
Okay, you look in. Is the door open?
It opens. It's opened out slightly into the corridor.
Oh, okay.
I've stepped into the...
Four corner. Extinguished and broken furnaces, one in each corner of the room. Look out onto a floor littered with splintered wood. A large number of flying bloodsuckers are hopping about the room. In the centre of the room, a pale green aura fills an area about 6 inches across.
Pale green, you say?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
About there-ish.
No,
they're furnaces, yes,
are yeah. So is there one in this corner of the house?
Yeah, four corners.
Okay,
they look quite good, actually, don't they? Nice. Hey. Whoa, what's that?
Oh, it's an area of pale green aura.
Uh-oh.
You should be paying attention.
We were too busy stepping. They are for a night.
Right. Very good.
Oh, yeah. Crap. Does that mean I'm in one?
What? No, yeah. No. Just that.
You're up against a furnace.
Okay.
The halfling up against a furnace.
Stop it! Later, Harlow!
As you enter the room, several of the creatures notice you.
There's lots of them!
Do you recognise Mr. Davis?
You're shouting, there's lots of them.
Yes. How many?
But in a small poverty...
More than three.
You must have some
of that.
And your parents will teach you to count.
No, there's actually just one or two. Come in.
You have an intelligence of 15.
Yeah, I told you, my character's intelligence is more than mine.
Sense motive.
Who's next?
They are.
Them. Them.
They're all terribly.
Is you in the room or not?
Yeah.
Well, no, you popped in.
All have moved you out of the room. I don't know whether you were in it or not.
No,
you weren't.
I was in until you said that there were furnaces in the corners, because I wouldn't have been able to go.
But you could have stepped the other way.
No, you stepped to the door to look in.
Oh,
but you
didn't
go in.
Okay, then nothing has noticed you. They continue their buzzing and they're hopping around.
It's very loud in there.
Like big mosquitoes.
Is at least three, according to the
house. There is a lot.
A lot.
A lot.
You find a lot.
A lot.
More than
you can see.
More than fingers on hands?
You can see about 8 to 10 from the doorway. And that's
just
you can also see. You can see that's pretty much up to the interesting glow, but you can't see much further.
Look, if
there's just one or two.
They'll fly out one or two at a time and we can smack them.
Smack them.
We're two there.
Is it?
Yes.
Good lord, we did do shit, didn't we?
We did.
Sorry. No, it's just
I am holding my action until the wizard casts his spell.
That's it.
Yeah.
No. As per the plan.
You know, the way you stood just then,
mm-hmm.
It's the same as Simon Cowell.
No, oh, weird. I am Simon Cowell.
You look like Simon Cowell. To a degree.
You mean I have hair and eyes and
things. Yeah.
It's Boyacht.
The way you stood. It's Boyacht. Boyacht moves forward.
Two.
Bravely dive in front of the party.
Boyacht steps into the room.
Mad fool.
And dies.
And casts a spell.
Woohoo! Yay.
I don't like it when evil party members are braver than us. It's just not right.
He's not braver than me. I'm waiting for the damn spells to cast.
Yes,
the plan.
Of course, the plan.
Boyacht fires
run in and start smacking them. And you
fires a spell into the room. An arc of bright colours shoots from his fingers.
Whoa.
Ooh, pretty.
Pyrotechnica.
Two about there.
Can we get some bad guys on then?
Will serves. Yes.
There's definitely more than 10 there.
Yes. Yes.
Oh. So we're really tough.
Okay.
Two rounds.
He's cast a spell. Do you want to go next? Or are you waiting for
Balazar to wait? For Balazar to cast his spell.
For Balazar?
Balazar casts bravely. Sleep!
They're casting through the door there. Yeah. We're actually going through the door.
You're
going
to have to move past it, otherwise you'll catch.
Okay.
Don't
I'll do that.
The doorway, please.
No, it's targeting a Sturge.
With sleep, yes, just the general lot of them.
Okay.
Wibble, wibble, sleepy slob. Sleep!
Okay, several of them fall to the ground.
It's great learning about all these verbal components of the spells. Wizzy, wizzy, sleepy slop. I can do that.
Shh, don't tell everyone, they'll all be doing it.
It's you. Can I see anything through the door I can charge at and chop up?
There are several Sturges flying around this area. They look quite interested in the two wizards now.
I want to run through, charge one, and splat it.
I think we should put wizards to it.
Thank you.
The wizards have no armour.
There's one here.
They're wearing mage armour.
There's one here.
But we're not wearing anything else.
Which ones have fallen over?
Can I charge
no,
you?
Ones that have fallen over on the ground.
Is he close enough?
You can't charge them.
Yes.
You can, I bet.
Certainly isn't close enough. Six.
Crunch. Plus two to you. Oh, killer of Sturges.
Go on.
Oh, well, I think
remember what you did to you last time, laddie.
Crap, that's only 14.
I don't think that dice is very good for you.
You missed the Sturge.
I've done quite well, I think. Oh, and missed me.
Mm-hmm. The great Bastion of Torm. Of Dungeon Cleansing.
Sturge is in there.
Gonna purge the Sturge!
Move to here.
Yes.
It's amazing how that Sturge looks like the executioner figure there.
There's some frightening square counting going on here.
There is.
I've got a little thing, if you want to.
You've been recorded, you know.
I have a device for counting in one of those boxes over there if you want to do the big maths.
There he's nice right there.
No, it's an advocate. The battle box thing has a...
I'm desperately wondering what you're counting.
Uh-oh.
It. Oh, right, it'll be that one there.
What are you counting?
The note is taking all
some kind of big area effect, yeah. I feel. What is it?
What the hell is that?
What are you casting?
Even the DM.
Right, everything in that square, in that cone there.
Yeah.
And he's making a reflex save and a fortitude save.
What is it? What is it?
It's that random cone thing that I can't remember the name of.
Let me look up Sturges. Cone
of
shiny goodness.
Yes, cone of shiny goodness. That'll do.
Are all fiendish creatures evil?
Yes.
Then they're evil. Right. How much of the room have you covered there, would you say? 50%?
Okay, good amount.
Yeah. How many of those two, how many of the ones that are on the board have you caught?
Two.
Actually.
None of the ones on the board.
You caught the executioner dude, didn't you?
I caught him.
Definitely. Yep.
Okay, he'll make his serve. What does he need to make?
16, I think.
Bloody hell. You missed that. And likely missed his second serve as well.
So I
was it reflex and will?
No, reflex and fortitude.
He makes his reflex, fails his fortitude.
That's fine.
Aesthetic.
What happens to him?
He's blind and he takes half of this damage.
Woohoo! Ouch!
Ooh, he takes 4 points of damage.
He's pretty much out of it. That's him back. That's him back for the pile. Okay.
Now, high up he was.
Yes, falling damage.
I'm just going to make one roll for all of them and then roll for the rest. Not all of them, some of them. Some are saving, surprisingly.
Both or just one?
I'm rolling for the first set first. Right. What's the first set do? Damage?
No, the first set does blindness.
Right then. This many are blind. And of that many...
That damages all of them.
Oh, does it?
They all take at least 4.
Oh, I see.
The losers take 9?
They all take 4, but they're all good. And they're out then.
And then the people that they've saved take 9.
Right, that's harsh. That'll do then. Good enough for me.
As I call upon Torm to take some of my strength.
Go on then, let's hear you call upon Torm.
Ooh, he's a bit nasty today, he takes 2 points of my strength. If possible.
How many have we incapacitated so far, Hal?
A good amount.
Look, cones.
Probably had about half the room.
Very little
cones.
Little cones, yes. Yes. I want a 60-foot cone.
You want a 60-foot cone? I'm not sure the battle box has a 60-foot cone, isn't it? Well, actually, hang on.
It would be bigger than the battle box.
We've got a slightly bigger one.
Lovely.
Still not quite
big. Not big enough.
The bigger one again!
Anyway, back to combat. Who's next?
That would be Faden.
The bright light seems to have elicited a rather loud chattering in the room. The entire room is now alive with movement.
Mm-hmm. There you go, you're
in
a fight.
Uh-oh. This ain't good.
All shampoo songs bring to mind.
Where are we going next? Fairly.
By the band of shampoo rather than advertising.
By the band of shampoo, yeah, sorry.
Hang on.
English cultural
thing. So, two is on 22. Three is on 20.
Damn, they're fast.
And four is on 8.
Oh, that's more like it. That's more wizard speed.
It's still failing.
Yeah, it's fine. No, just letting you know the rest.
I'm going to
get
in to a point where I can see.
Come and join the fun, halfling!
Here.
Start shooting them out of the air.
Here's one. Someone might be familiar.
Uh-huh. Get your lucky bullet off the table.
28.
That'll hit.
A weasel, not a bullet. 18.
That'll hit.
19.
That'll hit. Down the trousers.
Full damage, please.
I'm backstabbing it.
No, you are not.
One,
eh?
Yes. Thank you. It's actually really hard to see any dice. I got them from Dean's shop, and they're a bit...
Hard to see. Terrible, that Dean. Right,
what's your friendly local game store?
Beastie 2s.
What's the movement? There's so many of them!
The only thing about pistachio nuts is it's really annoying with someone like...
40-foot fly.
There's a 40-foot fly? My God, it's huge!
Well, you laugh, bunny. Under him.
Ooh!
Attack of opportunity.
Onto you.
Attack of opportunity.
You only get one of them.
Why? Actually, I might go that way. Onto him.
Attack of opportunity for you.
6, 7, 8. They can double move, can they?
Yeah, but not double move. Oh, yeah, they can charge on.
Yeah, and they're charging.
These are all fiendish sturges.
It's going to land on him because he's an easier target.
Damn!
Are they all sturges?
Yes, they're all fiendish.
All the models on the table
there's
are sturges.
There's loads of them! Yes. What's that? 16.
16 will hit.
20 of them.
Groot.
20.
Groot 20 will hit.
Natural 20.
2 damage.
2 damage.
Okay.
I don't think it's going to matter if I crit or not.
Damage?
At least 7.
You cut one out of the air and slowly towards you. Another one, however, lights on your neck.
13 as it happens.
Oh. Stupid sturgies. Right. They probably never went to university.
Leave.
Can't cleave with an attack of opportunity.
Touch your
tactics. It's going to be a bit tricky to cleave that one that's there.
Right, you know what we need to make? We need to make a fly squad. Just carry it around.
23 for a touch attack, a lights on Garut. Yes. And 26 for a touch attack, a lights on Bastion. Yes. They get their little claws in. Who's next?
Nick.
Do you have restoration yet?
No, I have less restoration. Ah. That will be Beasties 3.
Beasties 3. Or Beasties 1. That's going for Thalen. This one is going to charge you, Steve. That's two on you there. Right, attack of opportunity from Thalen.
No,
she's got a bow. Oh, yes, you've got an. Oh, you've got a bow. Can't do it. Okay, going for an attach. Oh, a flat footed.
No, touch.
Touched rather. 11 won't hit you, will it?
No.
And on Steve. a 12.
No
problem. Alright, those two are attached then. Please remember how many you have attached because it's going to get very messy in that corner. Write down those.
A for attached.
Where are we now? Beastie 1.
Beastie 1. That's this one and this guy. The ones that were in that area. He's going to fly up there and try and suck on And he's going for failure, I think.
Okay, do you get an attack?
Yeah.
Yep.
Do I get it? Give me an attack opportunity.
Oh, right.
As they fly into your square. They actually enter your square.
Right, well, so I'm going to hit them with a big bloody mace.
Have a go.
Oh, I hate these sturges.
14.
You swipe through the air and it lights on your arm.
Ah!
20 something to land on you.
Yes.
And on Thalen, 19.
That's my armor class, does that mean it lands on you?
No, it's touch armor class, which is just dexterity.
You're still pretty good. 15. You're best for fighting Sturges.
Yeah.
That's one landed on you. That's one landed on you, one landed on you,
yeah.
One landed on Garut, and one landed on Bastion. Right.
And then we're on to...
Oh, two
wicked. No, we're not. Beastie 4.
Right.
Yes.
They begin there.
I don't like the Minotaur looking one. It's just nasty. It's still about there. About there. They're flying across the room. Let's assume they move.
They're fast.
That's far.
That's not their full move either. They're looking for spaces to land.
Because there's so many occupied already, the bloody scavengers. Then Boyd.
Boyd looks nervous.
No kidding. It's a bloody lizard. Can't he just, like, lick one out of the air with his tongue or something?
He could if he wanted to.
He bloody well should. He's probably hungry.
Because they are cat-sized. Yeah. So it's quite a mouthful for him.
Boyacht casts a spell into the group.
I've got that file in the template here if we need it.
There.
Oh!
It's a sleep spell.
Whoosh. Oh! This could be interesting.
Yes!
Best
touch. Sleep!
Whoosh!
Than us.
Yes.
Boyacht casts sleep, centred on Paul, on Bowser.
How many stones are that's me.
Oh, is it no, you? Yeah, centered on you, Ben.
Torm.
Sorry.
Sleep spell, centered on Torm.
How many do you have?
We're three.
They're one.
Okay.
1d10. Okay, how many are on you?
There's two on me.
They fall asleep. And drop off. Well, one of them's still stuck on you, but you can pull it out carefully.
Yeah, and then you've got another two, which would be... those two.
These two on failing, didn't they?
Well, possibly one of those. It's up to you.
Well, he's failing standing next to you, whereas Garut is square away.
Is he? Oh, he is, yeah.
Yeah. Both of them fall asleep on failing.
Stink,
as well.
Stink!
Boyuk cackles and stands on one.
Damn, he's going to get XP first. Yes, he's supposed to. Balazar!
One has landed on you.
Magic missile that, Bebo!
You!
Yeah.
He points at his own eyeball.
Yeah. Never misses!
It's a bit longer on your testicles.
Bring it on! Never miss! Never miss!
Go ahead.
Magic missile.
Make the damage.
Can I make a stamp of the splat that
yes, they look a bit like that.
Go ahead.
1, 2 points, I'm afraid.
Yeah, look.
Yes.
Yeah, second one on the same one if it's still alive.
What's this?
Well, no.
You have options.
Yeah, same one, yeah. Blah, okay. Oh, another 2 points. That's terrible. 4 points to the stone.
It's still sucking away.
It's a double beastie.
I think you'd be better off whacking yourself in the genitals with your face.
Actually, you're doing better than I thought you would.
Groot.
There's one landed on you, I believe.
Minimum damage on that.
Double attack!
Snicker snack!
There should be rules for hitting yourself, really, shouldn't there? Don't miss.
I don't think I'll double attack somewhere.
You're going to hit yourself real hard, would you miss? With your axe.
I'm significantly better than using my bare hand.
Go on, man.
In this crazy, crazy world.
Nice.
That'll hit.
That 17
plus.
Eh? Yeah, it dies and drops to the floor. You cleave it a twain, leaving but a mild scratch upon your skin. Or your armour.
Doing well. Not many left.
Yeah, I didn't get a chance to drain.
Until the next wave!
That's me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but we get fresh attacks of opportunity against these guys.
Ah,
yeah.
There's only five of them left.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Doing well. It actually says... Note to DM that this is a very difficult encounter, even for a third level party.
Woo!
Because they don't have 60-foot cones!
They can have another one!
Not normally, no.
You and your 60-foot cone.
Yes, I'll get these four in another one.
You're catching four and a 60-foot cone. Well, how much strength are you losing this time?
Another 2 points.
Alright then. They roll a fail, a pass. I'll roll for his second and one. Oh, a 20. The Minotaur guy has passed both saves.
Ooh,
it looks
nice.
That's a reflex pass.
Go on, roll high.
Still takes five damage. Damn you.
Anyone fails, then dead.
Well, anyone passes, then dead.
We've only got five hits. All of them fall out of the sky.
Yeah.
And I look awful.
Everybody
what's your current
cleric?
Strength?
Three.
Your strength is currently three.
And then I retreat out of the door.
How heavy is your stick?
You yes. So your equipment drops to the ground, no doubt.
You're
carrying anything.
It's a good job, really.
He has a stick.
And some natty purple robes that we made.
Oh my gosh.
Watch it, his silk's very thin and lightweight.
Yeah. Yeah, so
that gave it to me, isn't it?
The back of Phelan.
Mm-hmm. Phelan.
That one left. Well,
it come on. It's attached to Paul.
No, I won't shoot that one.
There's another one on its own over there.
I'm going to shoot it. Don't worry, I'll get the one that's attached to you.
That's my number.
That'll hit.
Mildly injured.
Plus one.
Four.
Yes,
four.
Good. You need to take speed. Plus one.
Oh, yes. It drops out of the sky. Oh, you're far too good for this room.
No, we're not.
I'll get the one that's attached to Balazar.
This will increase the number of fiendish sturges you've killed.
A little.
It's Beasties team, but they're all dead. I see the half-orc approaching me with a very large weapon.
The Beasties, same.
The Beastie sucks Paul off.
Oh, it's always me, the bloody damage magnet again. What? Yes, yes, come on, bring it on.
It's because you're a wizard that charges into combat.
Have you got as much bloody choice?
2 points of con drain.
Oh!
As it drains the blood from your face.
That's not purpose, is it?
No.
Thankfully.
Take you a couple of days to get it back, unless you get lesser restoration cast.
Okay. Not today, you won't.
Is that because you're getting cast on you?
Yeah.
No, I don't have it memorised now.
Boyek.
Boyek?
He's having a laugh, I think, by the way.
Boyek laughs to his own.
Boyek
considers casting Flaming Sphere.
We're just going to
probably kill the Sturge before it kills you.
We can dance on them, perhaps.
He's casting Magic Missile, isn't he?
Poor old Boyk. Boyk chuckles and draws his dagger and starts stabbing sleeping sturges.
My hand, which has its Balazar.
I'm going to hit him with a bloody mace. I don't like being sucked off in such a manner.
I think for this I'm going to rule similarly to shooting in combat. If you miss by 4, you hit yourself.
So what do I need to do?
That seems to be reasonable. Just roll.
Roll high.
Miss by less than 4.
Yeah, you know what I mean, yeah.
Hold on, attention.
Yes, just roll the dice.
Roll the damn dice.
11.
15. Plus.
It's plus 4, right?
Plus 4. It makes 15.
And plus 16.
You've attached.
Oh, attached, they're not.
Yes, yeah. They're a lot easier to attach.
And then they lose their dex bonus.
Yeah, they do indeed lose their dex bonus.
So it's got a hit.
Yeah.
Just knock myself unconscious with the mace.
Yes, it loses its dexterity bonus to arm class, which makes it
flat-footed, I believe.
Yes.
12.
Yes! Take this damage, little
Even that's not so bad.
It dies.
It dies.
Yeah, at least.
Unless that was a 1.
No, well,
it dies. Strength bonus.
Oh, yeah. Boyek is wandering around stabbing them and chuckling to himself. Occasionally you hear a crunch as he bites one.
Yum, yum.
Yeah, let's go.
I'm going to run around and jump on them really hard.
Okay. Wow.
You're going to ruin your boots.
Let's just stand and view the room in which you had what could be termed, in traditional D&D terms, as an XP hall. 22 Sturges.
Wow.
They're on their bodies.
Half challenge rating each.
Represented by the shells and pistachio.
We sleep.
Yes.
Sleep. We need healing.
So you can afford Boyek now.
We can afford him. He's just an XP leech. Actually, he's pretty
good.
Yeah,
that's true. We need 3,000 XP.
The encounter level for that was 7 for that
room. We haven't finished the room yet.
Actually would have been fine. If you'd have walked into that corner, only that quarter of the room would have attacked you. But it's because Steve attacked the other 3/4. They all activated.
We don't care, he did well! Clarion's coming into his own now!
To be honest, only one of us took any damage from that that wasn't technically self-inflicted.
Very true.
Alright,
okay, what are you doing?
Guess who it was?
What are you doing?
Your damage wasn't self-inflicted.
No, that's mine was.
Yeah.
I'm just having a fetish for 3 now.
Okay, there is a 6-inch glow coming from the centre of the room.
Maybe the halfling can prod it and it'll activate and blow it.
As you approach...
I'm scared of things like that.
Is the halfling heading towards
the door? No, the halfling is kind of hiding behind everybody else.
We shall use our eyes!
She remembers how
something's lying on the floor.
It's mine.
No, I'm running in front of everybody and grabbing.
Yes, suddenly the halfling races ahead bravely.
As you approach the glow, it gets warmer. The room gets warmer, up to a pleasant temperature.
Does it feel like we're just getting closer to a heat source, or does the entire room get warmer?
It feels like the heat's generated from the thing that's glowing on the floor. But it's not hot, it's just warm. It's a pleasant warmth.
Ooh. It's a stone of pleasant warmth.
As you get close to it, you realise it's a plain gold ring.
What, floating there?
No, it's lying on the floor.
Oh, lying on the floor. Oh, that, right. I see.
That's pretty.
It's glowing.
I saw it first.
It's glowing green.
No, I didn't.
It's glowing green.
It glows green.
It's a green glowing ring.
Mine.
It might be magical.
Mine.
Now it's a ring.
Ha, ha, ha.
It belongs to me. Oh. I saw it first and I'll run and get it.
You pick it up. It's pleasantly warm in your hand.
Mine.
You've got the sword.
Then it goes, Ashnag Gimbatuk.
Precious. It's precious. It's mine.
My precious.
Yes. It's pleasantly warm in the palm of your hand.
I will appraise said ring.
It's a plain gold ring. Worth maybe a couple of gold pieces.
Okay.
But it's glowing.
But it glows green.
Okay. Can you tell me if this makes magic happen?
Well, you might be better at doing that than me. I think it's glowing green.
Yes, I think you're building.
Okay, can I have it?
It seems to be warm and glowing.
Boy, is looking into your hand.
I'll give you this other gold ring that I have. That's prettier.
Don't look at me.
Yeah.
I've taken it out of poverty.
Yes, that's true.
He can barely carry a stick at the moment.
Boy waves his hand a second. Then raises a... not an eyebrow. He raises a brow.
Is it special?
And he wanders off.
I think it must be special.
I'll run after him.
I'll keep an eye on him.
Is it special, my ring?
It is magical.
What does it do?
Bloody Einstein.
No.
It glows green. Perhaps that is what it does.
I'll play with it.
You'll put it on?
Fine. Yeah, I'm going to put it on.
The halfling's playing with her ring.
You
are assessing the ring's properties.
You feel pleasantly warm.
Before your body disintegrates into a pile of ash.
A bit like I do.
Can I jump up and down?
You jump up and down.
What happens?
You feel pleasantly warm.
I feel a bit warmer.
Okay, do I still look the same?
No, you've got a green glowing ring.
It's glowing green.
You're not glowing green.
Your ring is glowing green. You're festooned with, like, earrings and nose rings from dead orcs and god knows what else. But yes. You look just the same.
Really, shouldn't it?
Just the same as ever, Fabian. Goes the wizard. He's not feeling it. Condrain. And he's had a bloody wolf war in today.
From everybody.
No, you
it glows green on the end of it, like the Green Lantern ring.
Oh, it does nothing.
Elvis does everything, does the Green Lantern ring.
Yeah, but then he runs out of power, doesn't he? Who's that?
Geek.
Oh.
So?
You from Greece.
Yes.
I'm Greek.
I hate you. You really highlight my geek. I mean, you say Greek.
You're Greekness.
You're Greek yourself.
Yeah. You're Greek.
Terrible salad.
I am not. Yeah.
All gamers are a bunch of Greeks.
I'm not a Greek. Yeah. Or a geek. Or a nerd. Mm-hmm. Or a weirdo.
So,
self-denial is the best.
Okay,
you're over two-thirds of the way from the end wall.
I thought you were going to say we were like two-thirds of the way through the book then.
Yeah,
so
this glowing...
The day you're two-thirds of the way through the book, you'll be on page 500 and something.
This pillar of light
is gone. It's
never gone. Right, that's it. Done. And the rest of the place, the four furnaces in the corner, let's do a trudge around.
They're dead. They've been long cold.
Right. And there's nothing else. We have a good search. We're searching around the room.
The room was sitting and talked about. Probably once used as some kind of workshop.
Okay. Any more tools?
Boyak doesn't seem particularly interested in you.
I'll sit and talk to him anyway.
Doesn't matter, yes.
He talks back to you.
He's irredeemably evil. You should kill him.
No.
You discussed Torm. He discusses his twisted kobold god.
I'll discuss Torm a bit more.
Yeah, you don't want him converting you.
He talks back to you.
You fail your check, you get slightly more evil.
Yeah. Okay, is there anything at work? Have a look around then. Could you just spot, search?
Yeah, give me search.
Wyatt's a bit more intelligent than the ogre. He doesn't just sit still and listen to you drone on.
16.
That's fine.
Yeah. He's actually 15. Not stupid, he's quite good.
Magic users tend to be a bit
stupid.
Our
enemies should be weakened. Stupid.
So, you don't find anything else in the room other than the ring. The ring glows green.
And you're wearing it now, I guess.
Oh yeah, I better write that down, haven't I? Funny green glowing ring thing.
Yes.
A small glow? Or is it like...
Oh, it's just a small glow. Okay. Just glows around a hand, pretty much.
You should try punching someone with it.
That's a really good idea.
It's just a kobold.
I gain 1 hit point.
How room are we in, please?
You're in room A80.
A80.
Fiendish Sturge Nest. Ooh. Congratulations.
I punch Garut in the arm. What happens?
Friendly. Garut goes ouch.
Okay. Punch in your back.
Yeah.
Cough. Just the backhand.
Backhands you across the room. You can see where she lands now, she's glowing. It's like a night golf ball.
That was only three.
A tracer bullet.
Like a tracer bullet.
I'm going to put it somewhere that they can't see.
Oh no, isn't that ice stuck in the broom already?
Yes, I carry everything I own up my ass.
Really?
I fought bloody ruby gem last time.
I've ensured a cavity there that is sufficiently sized.
Yes, I can help with that.
Bad half
hug.
It's called a bag of holding.
Or a box of holding, as you wish. Anyway. So, we've done it.
You have indeed done this room. Where are you going next?
Oh, let me finish drawing that room on.
This is square, just in case you're wondering.
Damn pistachios that won't open.
Okay, where now?